The National Urban League Conference wrapped up last week in Cincinnati. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about its impact. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So who attended?
Well, the National Urban League obviously is an African-American organization, a civil rights organization, very long, very established. These people are, for the most part, very influential back in their, you know, hometowns. There's elected officials, there's business leaders, there's young professionals who are on the rise. They're, you know, mostly people who are you know, have an impact on their local communities. And politically, they tend to be Democratic for the most part. I mean, 93% of African Americans voted for Obama and Biden in 2012, although there are some Republicans in the organization, but it's, you know, I would say largely they're Democrats.
Well, you mentioned Joe Biden. Vice President Biden did speak at the conference. What was he talking about? Any surprises?
Not really. I mean, he had a message that was really kind of fit hand in glove with what the theme of the conference was, you know, which was One Nation Underemployed. And he talked about how we have to invest billions of dollars in infrastructure repair. He was touting the Obama administration's plans for job training programs and apprenticeship programs, which he said would create more jobs in the inner city, particularly for African American people who are underemployed or unemployed. And it was a very popular message. It was something that they wanted to hear.
And well attended.
And very well attended. He had a big crowd.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we had Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, and that was sort of different. What did he talk about?
Well, that was interesting because Rand Paul decided, and he had said this months ago, that he was coming to the Urban League Conference to speak. He's been kind of, over the past year or so, trying to reach out to minority voters, particularly African Americans, because he's one of those national Republican figures who believes that they have to expand the base of the party, that they have to bring in new people. Now, he's a very conservative, small government type, libertarian leaning, not exactly in line with what groups like the Urban League espouse, but it doesn't mean they necessarily rejected all of his message. Now, very few of them actually showed up to listen to his speech.
Now, it was early in the morning.
It was very early in the morning.
And is it hard for somebody like him to get on that kind of an agenda, do you think?
No. I think the president, Marc Morial, who was the former mayor of New Orleans, was glad to have other voices, Republican voices, conservative voices. They wanted to hear from everybody.
So do you think the people that were listening to Rand Paul or were buying what he had to say?
Well, they were buying some of it. I mean, when he was talking about school choice, he got some applause for that, you know, talking about vouchers, because there are many African Americans in the urban areas of this country who believe in school choice. They want to be able to take their children from inner city schools that may not be doing well into other institutions. So that went over pretty big. Also, when he was talking about doing away with mandatory minimum sentences. But there were a couple of things he did not talk about, which was his opposition to the minimum wage, and also about his opposition to Obamacare. And those things are very popular with African-American voters.
What about his conservative base? If they did hear him talking about the things that the people there at the Urban League liked, are they liking those things as well?
Well, that reaching out to African-American voters presents a risk for Rand Paul as a potential presidential candidate, and I think he'll probably run. You know, conservatives don't like his idea very much of giving felons the right to vote, you know, once they've served their time, nonviolent felons, that is. And they're not very fond of his opposition to strict voter ID laws, like you've seen in places in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. So he's taking a risk of alienating some conservatives, but he's hoping to be able to draw at least some urban African-American voters, particularly young voters, to his kind of libertarian message.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.